The recorder is on, and
I'm sure for the ride, I guess.
That's fine. Recorder's on, and Zoom is on too. Go ahead.
What, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, 6:30 p.m. November the 4th, 2021, regular meeting of the Franklin Township Board of Trustees. Could I ask Mr. Snodgrass for the opening prayer, please?
Father God, we come to you tonight, give you praise and glory for the opportunity that we can gather as the citizens of this township, Lord, to attend the township meeting. Father, first of all, we want to recognize and give thanks to the outgoing trustee, Lord. We know the responsibilities, the stress, and the aggravation that comes from these jobs. We look forward to the new year with a new person on this board. Our prayer is that this board of trustees will be united in what decisions they make will benefit the citizens of this township, Lord. We ask you to be with our armed forces, both here and abroad. Keep them safe, God, as they protect the rights we have together like this. Father, we ask you to continue to have your hand on all the employees of this township, from the road department, the fire department, the police department, Lord. We just ask you to keep them safe as they go about their job and keeping us safe. So, Father, we ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And could I ask the pledge, Ari, would you want to read?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could we have a roll call, please?
Yeah. Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yeah.
John?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, motion to approve the following meeting minutes, special meeting, October the 23rd, 2021, and regular meeting October 23rd, 2021.
I'll second.
Yes.
All right. Yep. Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thanks.
Okay. Old business here. Mr. Rosser,
yep, I got you.
Bills and payroll.
Yep. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves accounts payable from October 21st, 2021 through November 4th, 2021 in the amount of $54,469.98 and payroll paid on October 29th, 2021 for $135,955.22. And payroll paid on November 1st, 2021 for $8,616.93 for a grand overall total of $199,042.13 from check number 67099 to check number 67134 and electronic vouchers from 1256-2021 to 1338-2021.
Okay, I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Okay.
Hey, roll call. Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Item number two, resolution approving obligations authorized by fiscal officer.
Yeah, so I know this resolution was not in your guys' folders, but there should have been an Exhibit A attached for purchase orders that were approved by myself, and also we're going to be making the move here to approve the get Steve up on those as well. But I think at this point it may be best just to go ahead and table this resolution until the next meeting because we've obviously had a switch. I stopped approving them, and Steve has, so we'll have to break it out, what I approved versus what Steve approved.
Okay.
Okay, so I would just ask if that's okay for the board for that to be tabled to the next meeting. I'll have a better breakdown for you.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Do we need to
make a table that?
Okay, just table.
Yeah, item number three, administrator MOU updates.
All right, so this real
let
quick.
Okay. Just take a moment there. This is Steve. He is a replacement for Mark Potts, which was our prior administrator. Steve has just been hired to take over that position. Would you like to introduce yourself just for a minute there, Steve?
Absolutely. Thanks, Ralph. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, my name is Steve Mazur. I've got big fills big shoes to fill with Mark. And I look forward to working with the trustees and all the departments, and especially, you know, you and the community. So thank you. It's good to meet you all.
Thank you, Steve. Mm-hmm. Nick, did you have something there?
Yeah, so this MOU, which, again, was passed by the board in the last meeting, there were a couple of things in there that were not addressed. One of those being the amount of health care that Steve is responsible for paying as part of the employee portion, and then the other portion, there was the vacation accrual was not adding up. One line said this, another portion in that paragraph said that, and nobody knew which one was which.
Okay.
So there were some errors there. I believe Steve has worked that out, so I'll allow him to talk to the board, and you guys can do whatever it is you want to do with that.
Yes, I had communicated with the attorney, Pete Griggs, and he advised me the best way to handle it. So with Pete's help, we made the adjustments with the medical and the vacation accrual, and Pete was comfortable with it, and I presented that to the Board of Trustees for their approval as well.
All right, so then you guys are going to need to pass those updates via resolution.
Can we just do that now?
You can if you guys have, if as long as you guys have read over it. I don't know. I know I've not read over it. I don't know what you guys have done.
Right here we have it.
Well, I think it just, you know, bringing them down, basically. I think it needs time to be looked over.
Can you tell the difference between the two?
Just so the residents know, I am not voting at all on the administrator position. I've never felt that the township needed an administrator. I did not vote for the prior administrator, and since he decided to leave, I do not approve this. So anything that has to do with the administrator here, you can mark Ralph Horn down as not approving any of that, because I feel, excluding the administrator, that we have ample folks here to more than take care of our workload. So that's my position on the administrator, just so everyone knows, okay? And I will not participate.
So I'd like to make a resolution to adopt the updated MOU with our township administrator as reviewed by our township attorney.
I will second that motion.
Okay, and that's going to be resolution number 2021-180 for the record.
I'm sorry, say that again,
2021-180. Who made that resolution?
I second it, sir.
Now, my vote is no, and I do not plan to endorse this in any form, okay?
All right, roll
and
call.
I will check to make sure I'm legal on that. I'll check with the the state auditor, which is in here now. I will not endorse that MOU. Thank you.
All right, roll call, Ralph.
No.
Ari.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
And I have a question, if I can.
Sure.
Nick, on some of the, I don't know if it's CARES Act money, the $500,000 that we have in, can you explain that to the board? What I've heard bits and pieces about it, but we've never been fully addressed about this money, if it's been encumbered.
Can we address that in my top, like in the fiscal department?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
sure.
Thank you.
I didn't know if you were going to bring it up. I apologize.
Yeah, I can. No, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Motion to allow legal to contact purchase of property.
So this goes back to the executive session that the board had. I felt that there may have been a mistake made, where after that session ended, the public was not invited back in. This is what I talked to you about in specific.
Sure.
I just would like the board to make a motion just to clear the record of that, just for the board to make a motion for legal team to continue their work on what was talked about in
the
executive session.
So just remake the motion?
Yes.
Do you have the original wording of the motion?
It was from actually resolution number 2021-171.
Okay.
The resolution.
Okay. I don't understand what was the movement on this.
See, Mr. and Mrs. Tomlinson was here by mistake at early. Thought the meeting was going to start. We asked them to step out there where we had a meeting. They thought, well, this is a different meeting, so they went home. So there was nobody to invite back into this meeting, but to clarification, just to make sure, we'll just redo the resolution just to dot our I's and cross our T's. Is that correct, you guys?
It was a special meeting, so we just decided to go ahead and leave.
So you was not...
I didn't think there was going to be a meeting afterwards.
Okay. So okay. You were not... So in other words, we did not exclude you from being able to be invited back in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to just to clarify, right, per our fiscal officer's recommendation to make resolution 2021-171 authorizing our legal counsel to make a contract to purchase of property per the executive session discussion, and ask for a second.
And I will second. And on that note, the reason that I asked, since you guys were here, is I got a call from a resident asking why we didn't do that. And it's like,
what?
Yeah.
Well, it had crossed my mind that we
didn't. I wanted to know why
after.
We did not invite the public back in, and I said there was no public to invite back in. The people that were waiting outside the door was waiting for the regular meeting.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So with that, we have a resolution for, again, 2021-171. So are we making a new one then off that then?
No, I think we're just rereading it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Reread. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to make just so you don't, no one misses any of the transitions on this property that we're asking to purchase. Okay.
Mr., we're not supposed to talk about this in an open meeting because we're in negotiation. So what we're about to do is in violation.
Well, it's money, more money,
right,
we're going to spend. So,
right.
All right, without we have
the,
a roll
I think
call.
The residents need to know about it.
And they will have the opportunity at the correct time.
Yeah, roll call, please.
Yes, roll call on that, Ralph.
No, I'm
okay.
I'm voting.
Ari?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
$235,000. Okay. So, if anyone in the residents is interested in what that's all about, please follow up, and you can find out there's a substantial amount of money that we're spending for nothing, so it's about what it amounts to. Okay, let's see, then, the police, police chief, Chief Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. How is everybody?
Good.
Okay.
Hi, Barb.
How you doing?
Okay.
I don't have a lot at this point. We have implemented some changes. As we all know, the levy didn't pass, so we will definitely be discussing that in the coming weeks and months.
Okay.
The only changes we're going to make immediately is we are going to go to priority runs 24/7 for the most part due to staffing. We will brown out any shift that doesn't have coverage, which means there'll be no officers out.
Right.
And most of your minor violations, minor runs, will go to online reporting. Now, we are going to meet with Chief Gilbert next week,
okay,
to discuss this, to let them know officially. That's the only changes at this point.
And Chief, as I talked to you earlier this evening, and I'd like to share with the board, I think that a letter from the chief should go out, addressing the residents of Franklin Township and saying, here's the hard facts, and is there a reason, basically almost like a survey, what does the residents of Franklin Township expect from its police department, and what would it like to do going forward?
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I don't have a problem with that.
That's a good idea.
I don't know what the cost factor is, but we'll look into it and see.
It's pretty costly, but it probably needs to be done. Yeah,
yeah.
I think that's a good way to get some good feedback, I think.
We can do that. So I'll present that to the board, too, for your approval. I don't know. Did I cover everything, Dave?
Overtime.
We're already trying to cut overtime,
sure.
But
okay.
With the brownout, that will negate any overtime.
Okay.
So, any specific questions? Okay. Well, we also have the sheriff's office here tonight. They may have some stats.
Thank you, gentlemen, for coming out.
Oh, I do got one thing.
Thank you.
If you want to.
Yeah.
I'd like to get.
Did you gentlemen? Oh, I'm sorry.
This is also online. Is everybody's online?
I'm sorry?
Yes, we have people online listening.
Yeah, I'm wanting to promote and get people to sign up for our monthly newsletter. You could do that from our website. That will give you every month how many runs we have, what runs we take. It will give you the events that we have going on that you can visit. There's a spotlight officer every month, so you'll get to know each one of the officers. There is a lot you can get from this. If you guys would sign up, you can kind of come a little bit closer to us and see what it is that you're getting from your police department. Also, sign up. I'd like to get some people to like our Facebook page. The Shrinker Township Police has a... Huh?
The AMR.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. Don't worry about us. our Facebook page. Get on there and like us. That's the way we can get a little bit out there, too. I'm trying to get more. I got like 300-some people on our newsletter, but a lot of the people are not in Franklin Township. They're finding, so when you're liking us from this area, it'll start getting our people, you know, getting on involved with us, okay? That's all I have.
I'll just say the newsletter is excellent, and I really appreciate you guys doing that.
Thank you.
I'm Deputy Heron. I'm filling in for Deputy Hamilton. So I'm new to the liaison division. I will actually have Prairie Township and then all of our townships up in Zone 1, but I'm just filling in for him since he's out of town. I'll give you some of your stats, and then like the chief said, I think you guys will be in contact with the chief of patrol to try to work something out that way. So I'll give you some stats, and then if anybody has any questions for me that I might be able to answer, I'll do my best. So for Franklin Township, in the last two weeks, total calls for service for Franklin Township were 389. Reports were taken were 48, and there were 12 arrests made. Just to kind of give you a baseline of what's kind of been going on in the township. Does anybody have any questions for me? Or
could you spell your name?
It's Heron, H-A-R-E-N.
Okay.
And if any of you need to get a hold of Deputy Hamilton, you can get on the sheriff's website. If anyone has a complaint, you can get on there and file a complaint through that. Or I think you guys can email and read, or you can email me as well.
Would you get online if you submit a tip to us? Whenever you get on our website and submit a tip, every one of our officers gets that email. They will all see it the minute you set that tip in. So if you guys get on our website and have something that you are concerned about but you don't feel like you need to call preachers to come out, or you think there's a drug house somewhere, get on our website, submit that tip, and as soon as it is, I get it, Byron gets it, every officer we have gets it, they start working it immediately for you. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thanks. It's getting cooler out, and every single winter,
mm-hmm.
Everybody starts their cars up and leaves them unlocked,
yeah.
And people steal them. Last winter, or the winter before, we worked with Franklin Township and the Highway Patrol with a program to try to combat some of that. We're going to start that up again this winter. But just so everybody knows, please don't start your cars up and leave them unlocked, because kids will jump in and take them out.
Oh, yeah, we've had like 10, 12 cars stolen in one day just in the township.
Yeah. And it happens every time, the first brawl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Deputy Hamilton and I are actually going to be working with OSP on that set on the project here in the near future.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen. Fire Department, is Chief Welch here tonight? From the
Chief Arnold.
Okay. Assistant Chief Arnold for the... Folks that haven't met him yet, our chief, long-term chief here, Chief Welch, has decided to retire, and I think his effective date was January the 16th to be actually officially stepping down.
This is actually Chief Arnold, not an assistant chief.
Yeah, He's assistant.
He's still assistant.
Did you switch to a chief, or are you still assistant?
No, I'm assistant chief.
Assistant chief, yeah. So, Assistant Chief Arnold will be taking over on Chief Welch's retirement, and we're real proud to have him there. He has been with the township, I think, around 20 years or so. You can talk a little bit, sir, if you want to, sir. But the one thing I wanted to bring to everybody's attention, that he had been working with assistance from some of the other firemen or our staff, and has got us another grant to bring our fire department back up to staff. There will be money, a 3-year grant to hire 10 new firefighters. So I want to make sure everyone's aware of the work that Mr. Arnold has already done. So if you would introduce yourself to the ones that haven't met you there, sir, I'd appreciate it.
Bob Arnold, been here 18 years with the fire service. The grant he's talking about is to put the fire truck back at the station on Sullivan. 3 years, $3.5 million for 10 people, so we can put that fire truck back in service. Tentative start date, December 8th, and hopefully by the holidays, that truck's back in service, protecting that end of the township. I don't have anything else for you.
Chief, if I may, just for clarification, we had zero firefighters laid off, is that correct?
Correct.
We had firefighters that have left that we did not replace yet, and this new this new grant will actually be paying for the newer people that are coming in.
Yes.
Okay.
We lost 10 spots just by attrition, and this grant fills those.
But it wasn't due to any kind of layoff?
No.
Okay.
No.
Thank you.
I'll also add on that Arnold is working with Jeff Wilczek and I on making sure that we're following the grant correctly, getting supplies ordered for the grant. Mm-hmm. Through the fire fund. Some of that stuff has to be front-loaded from the fire fund to start with, so we'll be continuing to work with that. I'm actually learning a lot from Jeff, and between Jeff, Ron, and I, we've got a good team going with getting this figured out so we can get it started as soon as possible.
Great.
Okay. Oh, road department, Mr. Stevens.
Mr. Stevens, not good. Hey everybody, how's everybody doing tonight? Yeah, I'll make mine short this week. Really didn't have a whole lot on the agenda. The only thing we have is going into our second phase of the heating of the building now that we've got the ceiling and everything put up in the road garage. We requested four different vendors to come out and give us a quote on putting a unit in that building. I mean, it's going to be a substantial unit. I was able to get two of the quotes back. I think I already gave you one.
Yeah, you did, I believe.
And
if I need more, I'll just come and get one from you.
Yeah.
You know where you are.
Yeah, I do.
I'm going to borrow this.
You keep it, yeah.
Yeah, I got it. Just to bring everybody up to speed, what we're doing is our maintenance garage, our shop we've got over here, the Free Bay shop, we've actually transitioned and moved our maintenance department, our maintenance shop, into that building. We're having some major issues with the building behind us. Kind of falling apart, to put it mildly. So we moved things over there. We had a ceiling put into the pole barn and insulated it. So now we're into the second phase where we need to put the heating unit in there to be able to keep it above freezing, because that's where we'll be having all of our equipment in there now. We are utilizing a couple of the bays over here for like the backhoe and the tractors and things like that, but the main trucks and everything will be in that new barn. So looking at the quotes, we had a meeting yesterday. We had our budget meeting yesterday with Mr. Wilczek, Steve, and Nick. And going through the budget, I think we were able to figure out that this can be done, and I'll let Nick speak about that.
Yeah, so refresh me again, which fund are we looking at? I know you have five funds.
It's a capital improvement line item that
yes.
We put money in there to do capital improvements on road department buildings. And this falls way within those means to
yes.
do so.
And he has the money to do so. And I will say that first quote, as you see, there's $2,500 taken off of there because the road department can set up the concrete pad.
Okay.
For, is that propane?
Yeah, and what we're going to be doing is naturally, the ultimate goal is the unit will be hooked into the natural gas coming off the gas line on the backside of the police module. Right now, in order to get this up, because we're in a time crunch with weather, what I spoke with this vendor about doing is actually we're going to set a propane tank on the backside because the unit can be switched over from propane to natural gas at with ease. And we're working with the company in Grove City about they're going to donate the tank and everything to us. So the only thing we want to have no run on the tank, they're going to go ahead and we'll just run it off the propane through the winter. And once we get into the spring, then we can work with Columbia Gas and work on getting our gas line ran, which, like Nick was saying, they took some money off of the quote because we're capable of doing the concrete pad and getting all that done. We'll do everything we can to help save money. And then in the spring, when it comes time to run the gas line, we'll be able to do all the trenching and get everything ready for them to put the line in.
This will also save us some money. And I also want to point out that the ultimate goal is just to keep that building above freezing. It's not like it needs to be, you know, we just need to keep it above 32.
The biggest thing that I think it makes a huge difference in the winter when we have a harsh winter and it gets down to zero, if you have that equipment sitting out and the hydraulics and the lines are,
it's
you blow hoses and it's hard. So is this quote also including the cooling as well?
Yeah, it's okay. A unit that can do
okay.
So,
and then there's two quotes here. Was this the two best?
These are the two quotes.
Wow.
Only two out of four
okay.
gave quotes.
Okay, gotcha.
So do you want a resolution authorizing this? So I'll make a resolution to authorize road superintendent to go into contract with Dave's Heating and Cooling Service for the heating and cooling of the maintenance barn, not to exceed $42,500.
Do you want to give a buffer in case we run into something?
I think we can come back. This is the call.
Gotcha.
Kind of give a little bit of an explanation on the number. In today's times, with the way everything is with the COVID, it's even hard to find the actual units that we need, and we almost have to go with what we can get. And the ductwork is almost quadrupled in price from a year and a half ago. So that means just the nature of the beast.
Okay, that's going to be resolution 2021-181.
And I will second that resolution.
So it's with the Dave's Heating
All right, so Ari, you made that?
Yes.
Okay, John, second. I got a roll call here. Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
And if anybody doesn't have any questions, that's pretty much all I have for you.
So on that unit, the last question I have, is this a high efficiency, or so it won't cost us, we'll make that back in savings and as far as cost-wise. Compared to the old shop, it's a 1973 furnace or something?
You know, we are slowly replacing windows with plywood and insulation because we just had three more windows in the back wall.
Breakout.
Don't know why it's happening, but I mean, the whole back wall of that shop is just disintegrating.
Sure.
So,
okay.
A couple years old. Anybody got anything for me?
Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Stevens?
Oh, thank you. I'll take care of that after we're done.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll go over to Mr. Alex. I guess you're up next.
No, I have nothing, sir.
Okay. John Flashman.
Yes. I'd like to thank everybody. We all saw the numbers, how they came out in the election, and I would like to thank a lot of people that the calls, their emails, their support that they gave me. And I put this out there once before, ships don't sink because of the water around them. Ships sink because of the water that gets inside them. Don't let what happens around you get inside you and weigh you down. So I was always encouraged by all of my neighbors and people, doors that I knocked on, and with all the different things that were going on through the election, I wanted to say thank you guys very much. I take it as a great card. Different things have been said, but obviously the people do like the service that I am servicing them, because in the end, you guys are our boss, and I do thank you.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything too much here, actually. There's a few things that we need to schedule. Steve, if you could, I'm sure you guys got the letter from the Teamsters Union. We're getting ready to negotiate a new contract for the road department. The contract is due and to be ratified by the first of the year, first of January. So if you would, Steve, get in touch with our agent over there, Carl Snodgrass is his name. His name is or name and number is available. Jim has it as well. So if you would, see if you could get a time set up to meet with him. And it's up to you guys. If you guys want to meet with him, that's fine with me. If you want me to meet with him, I will. It doesn't matter to me. So you tell me on that.
So don't we
you two trustees.
Sir, don't we all usually meet with the Teamsters Union
No, we didn't the last time. We had, I went, me, and we overviewed the thing, and then it was brought back to the table for a vote.
So in the past, we've usually kind of authorized a committee, yeah, which has the fiscal officer, someone from the fiscal department, a trustee, the administrator when we've had one, and then the department head,
yeah,
and that forms the management side.
Frankly, I'm trying to be nice to you guys. You don't have to come without you want to.
Well,
that's up to you. I'm not going to argue or anything.
No.
I will come and hear it with our administrator. I'd prefer to have both of you here.
I
know that it's a problem for you guys getting here. And I'm trying to be nice, okay?
So you tell me
how you want to do it, and that's all.
I serve as the pleasure of the board. If the board, if there's a schedule of a time that best fits everyone, I have no problem.
That's a matter of opinion, too.
I just want to make sure that the fiscal officer, Nick's in there, or
right,
if you want,
yeah,
you want Robin on there, you know,
yeah,
that you have a representative there, which is what we've done in the past. We've always just
right,
formed a committee, a bargaining committee. We've done that with the fire and the police.
The only thing I want to do is get somebody here with me or without me to go through this thing.
I have no problem being here.
That's fine. You can come if you want to. I don't care.
But, sorry, Ari, go ahead. How would you like to see the board step this up?
We've always just made a motion to form a management side negotiating committee. So I will make the motion to create a management side negotiating committee for the Teamsters renewal contract for the road department. That includes a representative from the fiscal officer, the fiscal officer is choosing, our township administrator, Jim Stevens, road superintendent, and a member of the Board of Trustees, can be determined by the Board of Trustees. And I will ask for a second.
I will second that.
Okay, 1 second here. So Alex made that. John, second. Roll call. Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thanks. Is that all you had, Ralph?
Okay, let's see. Now, what are we going to do on this thing that we need to change for Jim here? Or are we just going to...
Mr. Chairman, I've read this contract over, or MOU over, and compared it to the language is the only thing that is changing. Face value is not changing. Nothing else has changed as far as duty or expectation of pay, vacation time, or sick time, or retirement. Is that correct, Jim? The only thing that's been taken out or stricken is where it says articles.
Language recommended by the author.
Yes, exactly. So that it is spelled out versus just going by Article 11. What is Article 11? It spells it out what Article 11 is and no longer says Article 11. If that is... the MOU, and one thing I'd like to ask the board... Jim would never say anything. We, in this MOU, have no expectations of any cost of living expenses or I don't know the last time when he, it's been probably over 5 years since he's even had a cost of living raise put in there. And I just know that's how Jim is. He doesn't ask for anything. But that's the only thing missing in the MOU that I have saw, and I wanted to bring it up to the board of what do we want to do about a cost of living and
so,
where we're at.
I'll just say this. If we're just changing language in there, that's one thing. If we're going to start changing financial stuff, we have to loop in the fiscal officer
right,
and everything else. So I'm very comfortable passing the updated MOU now to be in compliance with the auditor. And if we want to have a separate executive session discuss compensation, which includes the fiscal officer, I'm very open to that.
Okay.
I very much want to do, I very much support that because Jim is a great employee and deserves it. But I want to make sure that we distinguish the two things that are happening. Because what we're doing now is we're just updating contractual language.
Would you like to make that motion, sir?
Well, I'll make a motion. Or
that
make
be a resolution.
Jim and I, we went over it pretty in-depth. I have zero problems with the changes to be made, okay? The problem that I'm a little nervous about, and Jim thinks we're good on that, I believe, is the auditor. You know, the auditor's in-house here every day. So anything that's here, I want you to know that we've lived under extreme stress here for the last three or four years. It's been awful. Now, if...
What's that from? Why the audit?
Well, it's prior things.
What?
Prior. You know some of the prior things that have happened.
Prior?
In the past.
Oh, prior. Okay.
Yeah, prior things. In the past, and not properly accountable for things. Documents entered or not entered. To my knowledge, I don't think there's been any problem of wrongdoing that they told me.
So why the audit? I mean, and why the...
Well, they're going to go...
Why the penalties were laid on this back?
I don't know. I don't know what...
That's not a...
That's the only thing. They really won't tell you anything until it's done. And this is one of the reasons that I have been so paranoid about spending money. We have already spent $55,000 just with the state. And I've got him, Robin Watkins, this Jeff guy at $47.50 an hour, spending, I imagine, getting checks written, payroll done, things like that will probably cost this little bird here something like $500,000 this year. And we still aren't going to be done.
So we didn't.
So I'd like to make a resolution to accept Jim Stevens' updated MOU.
I know you want to rush on. I want to rush on through this, but.
And I would ask for a second.
Yeah. I will second that.
Okay, so we're doing a resolution for this?
Okay, give me that again. You were talking while I'm talking.
Well, we just want to get this passed, and then if you have more,
go ahead.
We don't miss something.
Well, tell me what the...
We're just updating the language
MOU.
On the MOU.
No money changes.
There's no financial changes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's literally just spelling out the contract.
Thank you. I know there's people have answers, and I don't know when we're going to give them to them,
Okay, so Ari, you made that. Was there a second?
I second, sir.
Okay. Roll call, Ralph.
Yeah.
Ari.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So we'll go ahead, Jim, and start our process on correcting that. I don't know. I think I'm going to give that to Steve. And would you get with Jim and
Absolutely.
Get that corrected, Steve? Thank you. Okay, Teamsters, we got that taken care of. Fiscal, okay, I guess we're down to the fiscal department right now.
Yeah.
This is driving policy. What are we still doing on that?
So, what I have tonight for the board, and again, if the board has already read this from the last couple of weeks when it was ready, the police has asked us to go ahead and move forward with it.
Okay.
This is the driving policy basically for all of our employees. Again, this was a recommendation from OTARMA, and when we had a meeting with them back in August, this was the recommendation that needed to be in place, again, to try to keep our insurance rates down. Township needs to have policies and procedures in place for these things. So I'm asking the board if they would like to adopt said driving policy, which has been read and approved.
So I'd like to make a resolution to adopt the employee, Franklin Township employee driving policy as proposed by the fiscal officer and reviewed by our department heads, and I would ask for a second.
I would second that, and then also, go ahead. No, I got a comment. Go ahead.
Okay, and that's going to be resolution 2021-179. Roll call on this driving policy. Ralph?
No.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you. You have a comment, John?
Oh, yes. I'm just saying now that Steve is on board, you guys will all work together with that so that he knows what everything's going on.
Yeah, this was already caught up on all the policies
where we're at, what we need to go forward.
Yeah, because there's some other ones that from the handbook you guys passed that will certainly need some changing too. So.
Okay. And thanks for doing that. I mean, I know it's something that we needed to do, and I know you stepped up when Mark left and et cetera, and kind of double duty, so I appreciate that.
No problem. Wanted to give the board a quick update. Stevens kind of alluded to it, and I also kind of alluded to it with Arnold. We've been having some budget meetings. We've already had two rounds with all the departments. We're going to be having a third round next week, and then after that we'll kind of give us a chance to get everything in line, and then we'll be calling each of you guys in as a board with each of the departments individually, just so you guys can kind of see where things are looking at for next year. And then eventually, as we get into December, we'll have to have a meeting to approve the appropriations that are outlined.
Now, are you going to do that each one individually or collectively?
So we haven't quite, again, this is where I'm going to have to send an email out to you guys here soon asking what's going to be best for you. Do you guys want to do an hour at a time with each department on one day open to the public as a special meeting? Or do you want to do one day, one another? It's going to be totally up to whatever your guys' availability is.
Figure it out when you need to do it.
And we're looking at the week.
Whenever you need to get in, I'll get in. But you know, you got to get make sure that you work with each gentleman over here.
I do believe it should be good to allow the public in.
Yes, and I would almost and again. Yeah, I'll let you guys set the times, so what you think would be best for the public. If the public has any input, I would encourage them to let the board know what times they, if they would like to be a part of those kind of sit-ins and whatnot.
When I first became a trustee, we used to do it on a Saturday. Now, it was like a three-hour ordeal, but we went line item by line item and made sure that everyone understood what was what. I don't know how you want to do it.
Well, I'm open to discussion and suggestions, so
we'll
go with that. And with that, the as you also see on the agenda, engagement letter for Jeff Wilczek. Again, I know that the board has had some discussions about this in the past. Jeff has been working on the budget. He's been working on past things, bank reconciliation, pension reports. I mean, honestly, this guy is charging us less than what he probably should be. I've continued to do some research with other CPA firms. The public should also be made aware that there are other firms that charge $20 to $30 more an hour than Jeff is. So you should see a copy of his engagement letters for another 200 hours. This will likely carry him through the end of the year. As the board said last time, this was to carry him to the election. We've hit the election. And so now, again, if you guys want to authorize him to continue to work, I've learned a lot. And I'm still learning from him as the new fiscal officer in place here.
Well, we need to work on the payroll, I can assure you right now. That's one of the things I want to.
I'd like to make a resolution extending the letter of engagement
to Jeffrey Wilczek for
200 hours, not to exceed
$9,500. I would
second that motion.
I guess I don't have a choice.
All right, roll call. Here's his resolution 2021-183. Ralph?
I'm opposed to it, but I'll say, I guess we have to do it. I don't know. So I'd say abstain.
Okay. Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you. And as John, as you asked about the the ARP money, okay?
That's called ARP?
Yeah, so understand, and I believe Steve met with Julie yesterday. I was not able to be a part of that discussion. I actually wasn't aware that there was a discussion going on with that. But apparently there have been some reported changes as to what is allowed with that.
Okay.
So I'm waiting on some language from Pete's office from that, and Jeff and I will look it over in terms of what that can be used for. We have until, I believe it was 2026, to actually figure out like what we can use it for and actually either spend it all or what we don't spend gets sent back.
Right. So two things I'm concerned about. One, what we can use, because we have a short time to be able to get it, to use it due to the fact that we should be receiving another $500,000 from them.
That's not till September of 22.
Okay.
So there's still time in place.
So what I would love to be able to see is with the COVID, everything that we've got going on today, I'm interested if we can be able to put that to use in the police department.
Again, that's something that was just brought to my attention this morning. That okay. Apparently there were some changes
let's
I have not
on.
Received.
We're not in a budget meeting now. Let's go ahead and move on.
I can't get my answer.
No problem, sir. Go ahead.
So again, I have not received the updated language.
Okay.
And also, just so you guys are aware, any time that Pete's office is looking at ARP or Jeff, some of that money can be used. That way it's not a burden to the taxpayers.
Sure.
And they're not using their dollars.
Sure.
For going over the ARP stuff.
So
anything that's involved with ARP
okay,
will come out of that fund.
Let's move on.
I think the board needs to hear what this ARP is because it's never been addressed.
You've been following them all, John.
It's the public's money that is being a grant that was coming in.
Well, they really don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, so if I may.
Yeah, so for the public, just so you guys understand, as part of the American Rescue Plan, the township was allotted of $2 million. Okay, we got half of that this year. The other half comes into play next year, but not until very late in the year. There is a set amount of time we have to use it. We are not in any danger right now of losing any portion of it, period. Okay, there is no concern with that whatsoever. In terms of what can be allotted with that, the original language stated that it could not be used for wages. Apparently there's been some changes to that. I have not had time to review that, and neither has Jeff. As we are diligently trying to work on the budget and getting everything presented to you, we have plenty of time to use
okay.
it.
Well,
so we'll work on that.
Thank you, Nick.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yep.
This is the first I've really had any knowledge of the ARP, so thank you.
You're welcome. And the last thing that I have, just kind of for myself, if you guys don't know me, I took over as an appointed fiscal officer in May when Mary Reinhardt stepped down. I hope that she's doing well. And my goal is to continue to try to get things going in the right direction, kind of pick up where she left off with on some things, and continue to get things going in the right direction. If any of you would like any of my business cards to contact me at any time with questions regarding where the township stands on things, come see me after the meeting. I'll be more than glad to get your help and get your questions answered. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm done, sir. You can move on now.
Okay. So, okay, we've got Jeff's money to him here. All righty.
You guys want to go Zoom first, or do you want to do audience first?
Well, let me have the audience here.
Okay.
Let me have the audience. They're the ones that get out and comes down during the bad weather. Joyce... see, you had some.
And also, just want to make a quick comment to those on Zoom and to those that are in the audience. You guys have 3 minutes to speak. There is a timer up on the wall here. I know it is not something that has been heavily enforced before, but to keep meetings moving along, and as discretion from the board in prior years, we have a timer up on the wall, so you guys will get a chance to speak. If the board then takes over, I'll stop the clock and we'll go from there, and we'll just kind of work things out that way. Okay?
Go ahead.
That's okay.
It's not that well. I just wanted to say congratulations to John.
Thank you.
On your successful win.
Thank you.
I'm very happy for you on that. And I have full belief in you, as you've always tried your best in anything you venture to take on.
Well, thank you.
When you have a situation that is yours to solve, you seriously take it on and do not rest while looking for a solution. You recognize expertise of others and do not rest while looking, oh, threat of others and do not hesitate to ask for their help. I have witnessed your patience and perseverance to try again if you don't achieve your objective on the first try. You accept the setbacks and frustrations as part of the process. You also will ask others if they think you are on the right track or not. That is a trait that is rare in most of us, let alone someone holding a public office. Mm-hmm. I have really admired that trait through the years, along with so many more. My greatest admiration of you is your kindness and concern for others, and your willingness to do for them whatever you can, even when you are in the middle of an arduous project. Mm-hmm. And your creativity. That's not too shoddy either. You choose civility over mean and rude behavior. Today, especially, people, I think, or hope to think, are starting to recognize that an ordinary citizen chooses to step up to meet the challenges in our community. You might not succeed on all your efforts, but you certainly take the responsibility of trying to make things better and fair for all. I wish you the very best, and God bless. Your friend, Joyce.
Thank you, Joyce. And thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Joyce. Doug,
I'm going to make this kind of short and sweet. I want to congratulate John for winning the election. I just want to say that with the professionals that we have in our township, going from the road crew, our police department, our fire department, those guys can only do a good job if we support them. Mm-hmm. And it takes the township to support what goes on here. And in order for that to happen, we vote for people to represent us on making good decisions for financial reasons and whatever goes on in the township. It's unfortunate that sometimes in the past people that's been in office end up being a sour egg over a lot of issues that concerns all of us, and it's a personal thing to them then, mm-hmm. instead of thinking about all of us.
Right.
And we got to eliminate stuff like that. Ralph has kind of showed tonight that he really doesn't want to be here. He's aggravated with the other two guys. He's aggravated with whatever was brought up to him. I think if you're tired of it, Ralph, you need to leave.
Yep.
I'm done.
Yep. And
I may just
do that. How would you like, sir, before you come down to the meeting tonight, to get a lawsuit filed against you from your beloved John Trusty over here?
What for? What did you come to the lawsuit about?
I just threw it down the floor. I didn't take time to do it.
You don't even know.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Well, sure I know. You think I don't know? Yes, I do, because I've tried to tell the truth. And I try to work in a prudent, unselfish way with your funds. You folks, I don't think you two have even heard what I said tonight.
Well, what have you said?
I've talked about all the money that we're spending that we don't have.
I want to make sure that we get the audience comments,
okay.
The rest of the audience comments.
Okay. Well, thanks, Doug. I appreciate your support for me. I thought it was done the right thing. I thought it was done the right thing trying to look out for money, but apparently you don't feel the same way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
We have next?
In order to have quality, you got to spend a little bit of money. And businesses aren't going to come to Franklin Township if we don't have police support and fire support.
They got
to have that before they'll be here. So,
well, let's just say who was out Sunday and Monday trying to promote the police department?
Sunday.
You saw me on Sunday, didn't you?
We saw you after Sunday.
Was it damp and wet and everything?
It was
and I have been in very poor health for the last year. So if you cared enough about the police department, Doug, why didn't you come and join me? I can hardly breathe out here.
I think we've had enough discussion on this issue.
Yep.
This is a business meeting. We have somebody that wants to speak.
Exactly.
And we cut all this out and conduct the business.
Yep. Yeah, so I don't know. I think you guys are, you know, kind of taking it personal, too. I have worked for this township non-compensated for 25 years.
Right.
Who's not? I don't think anybody else has done that.
All right. Shirley?
Thank you.
Keep you waiting.
Sorry.
Okay.
I couldn't hear anything that went on in this thing, and I don't know if I'd have been home on the Zoom. I don't know how I could have heard any more.
Okay.
Anyway, this is about the sewer project. My home is located at 32. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My home is located at 3217 Fisher Road in Franklin Township and has been in the Young family since 1960. My parents lived there until their deaths in 1991, my mother and my father in 97. And I have lived at that address since from 1960 to 1962. After I graduated from college, I got married, returned full-time in January 1997 to care for my dad prior to his death in October 1997. So I've lived in the home since 1997. We have never had any problems with our septic system in over 61 years. When I first learned that we were going to have to hook up to the sewer, I started researching costs, feasibility, and many other issues. I contacted Mr. Tim Guyton, our Franklin Township trustee, regarding the sewer project, and he came out to my property and indicated I would not have to hook up to the sewer because my home was situated so far back. So at that point, I stopped worrying about it. I was kind of concerned where they put the hookup, but I thought, you know, this is not my problem. However, about a year later, it became apparent I may not have been given correct information. After another round of bids and concerns about where it would reach from my home, I contacted Mr. Stephen Renner in the engineer's office about the placement of the sewer connection. Shortly thereafter, the COVID-19 pandemic lockdown was in place, and I didn't receive any contact back from Mr. Renner on how we could work out a viable solution until I re-initiated contact in February of this year. I went to his office and found the building was closed, just like our Social Security office.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sad. These people should be in their offices. They're not working properly from their homes. They dropped the call,
mm-hmm.
and I worked on a month to get a meeting at Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got my appointment, I went to it. There's a guy that comes out, sees if you're on the list, lets you in, but there were about 10 people. Ended up mm-hmm. crying because they had tried to solve some solution,
mm-hmm.
couldn't even get an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came out, there were another 10 people crying because they wouldn't let them in. That's something that I think our township needs to work on. We need to get them back in that office. Now, some of my concerns are I was never contacted about where the sewer connection should be placed on my property, which is unreasonable and arbitrary. The sewer connection is not in front of my home. It's not directly connected. The gas and water lines are in front of my home, and where the sewer connection is now interferes with my ability to eventually sell the open lot next to my home for future use. Over 250 to 270 feet of sewer pipe with at least two sharp angles, no matter where it is placed, is bound to cause backup, something I've never had a problem with in 61 years on my septic system. The cost of putting a sewer hookup is going to run anywhere from $22,000 to $26,000, according to the bids I've secured in 2017 and 18, and they're higher now. The one bid that I had wanted, I just had him rebid it, $3,000 more. Plus he wants two big trees removed because he thinks they'll, when they come through, they'll damage the roots the trees will fall on the house. So there's another couple thousand dollars removing those big trees. Varying bids regarding placement of hookup is a real matter of concern. This indicates to me that not only with my yard will my yard, trees, and plants suffer degradation, but also the efficiency of the sewer is at risk. No agreement among bidders on whether the sewer line should be to the east or west of the house. So there is a gentleman named Sue that works for the engineer's office. He came out and he said it should be on the west side. And there's less than 8 feet from my house to my neighbor's property. So that means whoever comes up that side is going to be dealing with the gas line. And they're going to be on the neighbor's property, which he has said, you know, that is not a problem. But that shouldn't be. Replacing the current connection point 50 feet farther west on my property would at least keep my options open for the lot beside my home. My property is 3.96 acres and is at risk of serious devaluation because the connection was ill-conceived and will not be directly connected, which I'm using terms from legalese, from people who have litigated this before. The terms they use are directly connected, unreasonable, and arbitrary. And I think that these three elements are all over this piece of property. My septic system is working. No smell, no hassle, no contamination, no pollution of groundwater, not near my neighbors, not affecting any wells or water systems, and has been no problem for 61 years. Another problem I see is the driveway will be damaged from the large equipment cage when they installed the first one. They have the giant cages that they use to get underground, and they park them on your, supposedly on your right of way. Yeah. But they go across your driveway, and then when he scraped right across the driveway, he made a big line right in my driveway where it separated. So I can imagine what's going to happen. I've got damage to the driveway. I don't even want to think about the cost of it. Neighboring property owners have been offered financing and forgiveness of loans. If offered to one, should be offered to all. The discrimination on the basis of income is not fair in this case. If Columbus City Board of Health needs to solve a problem, Franklin Township homeowners would be more willing to help if the terms were not discriminatory.
Right.
And some issues that already make my property less valuable. The prison is a half mile east.
Mm-hmm.
There are sex offenders living within one eighth mile, and you can't even find that information out now. That's not even available. That is information that I obtained when it was apparently part of the law. A rooster crowing incessantly in my neighbor's yard, and I thought we weren't allowed to have chickens, but 9,000 square foot storage building next door, it was given a variance. So that's... Salvage yard, two houses to the east. Horner, two houses to the west. And at least two homes on Fisher Road between Hague and Wilson are multi-family dwellings, possible indication of undocumented migrants. Lots of cars in the yard. Foreclosure home across the street was now remodeled and is also a multi-family dwelling. Salvage yards at the end of the road, right beyond the prison, at the corner of McKinley and Fisher.
Yeah.
And the yard that's on the west side was supposed to be a storage yard. It's weeds everywhere and vehicles that no one in their right mind would be paying a storage on. And it's a real eyesore. The water department recently posted a sign near my mailbox that painted blue lines in the way right of way, and workers indicated there was a water leak in this location and the road would be open to repair it. On 4/16/21, we noticed the sign and wooden stake was gone. I advised Mr. Renner when I first learned the road was going to be open so he could consider placing my sewer connection in a better spot, and heard nothing. When I contacted him before the pandemic, he said I don't want you to split that lot, because that would make that connection for that lot. And he said it would cost me $50,000 to open up the sewer and then place it in the reasonable place. And he said shutting down the traffic on Fisher Road would be impossible. And they've done it 3 times since that conversation for other work that they've done. Sewer connection on my adjoining lot to the rear of my home where it starts is 200 plus feet. Now the law says the 200 plus feet has to be from the corner of your home.
Right.
That's unreasonable and arbitrary, because there's no sewer connection at the front of your home. And to use that to get around to the back of my home is 88 feet on the one side, and he's going to go diagonally across the property and across my driveway, 167 feet.
I just want to make the turn
in the backyard.
I know we went over, but I do want to hear this. So if we can just, to be fair to everyone, we went way over, and I've allowed that. But, I just want to get to the main point. Go ahead.
The one thing I'd like to find out from you is, who do I see about splitting my lot?
Okay.
John.
So.
Take care of that, would you, John?
Okay. So I've worked a lot with the sewer and the things. Let me do it this way, because you can see my mouth move. I've been to multiple county commissioners' meetings with this. I've worked with Stephen Renner. I've worked with other residents that, even in myself, my neighbors, we were able to go a different direction and not even use the tap that was in front. We went out the back. Your situation is a little bit different because there's nothing out back to connect to. So, I apologize, I got sidetracked.
Hang on, Ralph. You said hang on.
So, to address that, to split the lot, you should have no problem with being able to go to the county and be able...
But the county is a big place.
Right.
Specifically.
I know our administrator will definitely... I saw him taking notes. And we'll get contact information, and we'll narrow it down exactly what you need to do to split that lot. So that... Because I understand what they're wanting to do. Someone else is the same thing. And they already had it split. They were upset because, well, if you split the lot, they may make you have a tap for each one. So just be aware of that, that you may be responsible.
That tap is already there.
Okay, so then what they're going to ask you to do is if
you're going to put a tap over on mine.
Right, but what I'm saying is be prepared in case they say you're going to have to pay for the second tap since you split your lot. I don't know if that's true or not. I just know in another situation that's what happened.
Yeah,
so we will find out. I do know another situation where they definitely, the distance was so close that they ended up allowing it to stay. So you're within how many feet did you say of being where they...
The county, 167 feet.
So you're 167 and it has to be 200, is that correct? Okay.
From that corner.
Correct.
To there.
And did you ever apply for the free financing? Have you ever tried that to fill that out?
I'm not going to qualify.
Okay. Now, I've helped other people qualify. There's other, even if your financial situation is different, there can be circumstances that they will back out of that, the same as like the IRS does, and go, okay, and it gets you down lower. So I can talk to you about that.
I'm not trying to get out of going.
No. I'm not. I want to give you every option.
Added together, it's arbitrary and unreasonable what they're asking me.
And I agree with you. I've worked on this, as a lot of people in here know. I see faces that I've helped with this, and I've worked extensively with this. Not all the time did I always get what I wanted, but at least we went to work on it and tried to make sure that we could be fair and get what we needed. And there's two homes that I know of. We finally were able to not use the front hookup because it made sense to go straight out the back and hook right in at their back fence. So there was two homes that we were able to get that done. So because the reason why behind their homes was apartments. There was already a city sewer line.
So we were able to obtain to hook into there.
Here.
I understand, but what I'm saying, every situation is a little bit different. We can take a look at that and see if there's anything that the township can do to help you. It's not impossible. I'm willing to put the legwork in. So, in working with Steve, we'll find out if there is anything that we can do.
All right. I appreciate that.
Thank you. And then again, at the end of the meeting, if you'll bring your contact information up. Mm-hmm.
All right. Is that all we have on the audience list?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's move on to...
No. Did, another one?
No.
Did he sign? Are we...
No.
Did he, okay.
Come in, please. All right, look. I've been here for 5 years. I live on Hopkins. Now, Hopkins, especially at night, is Highway 88. These people are flying up and down here like mad dogs. They know there's no cops out here, and they're just unbelievably fast. About a month ago, some guy had stole some stuff and was being chased by the manager. And on Shaving Lane and Hopkins, he smashed into, at 60 miles an hour, into a woman's car. She had two children in the back seat. One of them was immediately taken to the hospital, and I think the other one was really bad off also. I came up here, and John Fleshman, the guy I got in contact with, and I worked with him, and he worked with me, and we got two signs, stop signs, one on... Now, this is impossible on Hopkins because everybody said the police and the emergency department, they needed that road, that access, and they needed to keep moving. Well, John Fleshman got together with Santa Claus here, Ralph Horn here, and I got two stop signs. Now, I want y'all to know I appreciate everything that happened that you guys did because... Not only do I now hear all of the stolen catalytic converters when they take off like from the stop sign, but that's nothing compared to everything slowing down on Hopkins, which I'm grateful to John Fleshman for doing that. I'm also grateful that I heard you talking about an audit, and I'm wondering if that audit was during the Don Cook era. Okay, well, I noticed some signs that said re-elect Don Cook, and you can't re-elect somebody who ain't elected in the first place. So I didn't think that was right. So I'm glad, I don't know Mr. Cook, but I'm glad he didn't make it, and I'm glad you made it, John, because you proved to me that you're willing to work with me to get the stop signs in my neighborhood so I know anytime I need anything, I can go to you and get that done. Mm-hmm. Lastly, you getting ready to retire, right?
No. I'm taking over for the current chief.
So he's retiring?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got it straight now. All right, and I want you to know that I was the first one that called you when I realized that you didn't get your funding because we support. I mean, we live here, but you work here. That's a whole different perspective. So you should be able to have the money necessary, and I'm going to keep at my front yard, at my house, they say yes for the Franklin, you know, Township Police Department.
I appreciate it.
I'm going to let everybody know that they made a mistake. Somebody made a mistake somewhere because there are dirty cops out here all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are just all-American guys. I appreciate y'all being, you know, watching over us in the neighborhood and keeping crime, which is at Arden Forest and the motel, from
Earl Silver.
Thanks. And lastly, I need to talk with you about that water. Remember I talked with you about the water coming up after you guys did your improvement?
It's
still doing that.
That's it.
So, and lastly, I saw a paper that you wrote Well, you said you couldn't work with him.
There you go.
Well, you said you were afraid of him. So I saw that paper and I saw that documentation where you tried to get assault and battery, and you tried on him, and I think you slandered and libeled him. And I'm a resident here, so I want to be right. Don't put anything on paper against somebody else that can come back and fire. Hey, let me finish. It's time for you to be replaced. You talk too much. I'm done.
Thank you.
Can I have your name, sir?
I might say the same thing about you, too.
Can I have your name, please?
Yes. Ho. Hey, Joe. Ho.
You got it.
Ho. That comes from Thomas. Thomas is spelled T-H-O-M-A-S. Wow.
You got it.
Ho.
Thank
Wall.
You.
Thanks for your help.
Right.
Hey, you did a lot of work for our levy, I heard. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
You did a lot of work for our levy. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. I went door to door.
I actually have heard about it.
Yeah, you guys are all right,
Mother. Yeah, I heard plenty about it. I'm telling you.
All right, let's move to online. Is the board
okay,
is ready?
Well, let's see if there's anybody online here.
All right, going to ask one person to unmute here and see if anybody comes on. There may not be anybody that has to say anything. All right, looks like Robin Cheney also has something to say. I'm waiting for her audio to come in. Robin, are you there?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah?
Okay, you're up. Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't know I was saying anything.
Oh. Okay. Did you have anything to say?
Just that, he said I'm not allowed to say anything, so. But I won't say anything.
The reason everybody's afraid to say anything, the people at work here, this guy will never let them live it down. You guys don't know.
All right, I think that's the end of the comment. I have a couple more calls and see if they're going to unmute or not. If not, then I believe we can adjourn.
Well, I just want to. I was still the same, Doug and Joyce.
No more comments. Nope.
I think most of you adjourn.
I second that motion. Okay. Adjournment at 7:45. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh.
Hey, John.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you.
What they did, there should be a plot. God did that for you.
Yeah,
I just need that back when you're done, okay?
No, I'm going to take it out.
So is Pete going to make those corrections?
I'm sorry.
Is Pete going to make those corrections?
Yes. Pete's already made those corrections.
I've not received an updated file, so I need one.
But this is the updated one. Right? We just made it. Nick hasn't seen it.
Okay.
We just done earlier this evening, late this afternoon. So I need to make sure Nick.
There is, from what I understand, from the Board of Elections. From what I understand from the Board of Elections, there is a form that will be filled out for recall. So Ralph will have to be removed, and it'll go to the election. So it's going to, there's a paper coming around. 10% of the people in the township will sign it.
Yes, sir.
And then it'll be called a recall.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, well, it'll come around. Okay. I'm not. I've just been informed about it. Right.
You may be too late now. I'm already went to court.
I mean, he's a little
high.
That's all I'm sure you have.
You had a continuance. Killed in October 6th.
And when I went in on October 6th, I did not realize. I know he's a
sure.
Everybody see. I'm an attorney.
You hate me?
When I
think they all gone by those four liberals. I told John that was down here talking about me. No, you understand the ones that were calling me bad stuff now. They told John's neighbor to. I think I sucked it up for sure, dude.
One of the things that I found out, I know that Mr. Renner and I have both said to the cast, you know, I worked with him, which is John O'Grady, the commissioners themselves, and if we're able to speak at one of those meetings, et cetera, and say, listen, we understand that you're going to have to hook up. However, we're only asking that this be put in a liable place that's going to make sense. Instead of it costing more dollars for a property owner. This isn't something that the property owner wanted to do. This is mandated. So I think that we would be able to have a compromise to get the
Renner work for the engineer.
No, Renner is one of the department heads himself as an engineer for sanitary sewers. So the county commissioners would definitely be one of the strongest points that I would have to go, and that's what I did before. And the reason I wanted you to speak longer, and I told him to not go back in 3 minutes. Is because I wanted to comment on it. I wanted to hear everything you had to say. As I said, there are several people in this audience, like I'm talking with you, that we were successful. I mean, it takes some work. It may not be too late, but we can always try. I mean, I'd rather try. So looking at this, they're wanting to go diagonally all the way over here versus coming straight up. Is that correct? And they're crossing your driveway, which is that concrete or? Okay. Did you find some of my material at your door? Okay.
So where did they cross your driveway? Down the middle?
Well, it'd be over here because they have to come up on the curve and come across the drive.
They park their big square thing.
No, it's when you hit a ditch, you have that stuff collapse.
When they wanted to use it.
They were dragging
it. Drag it out.
Because it weighs tons.
Right back here is the main thing that they've got to hook up. They've got to make a turn.
So my question is, the house behind, in or house behind there, is it just strictly all that wood and then the creek? All the way to the creek.
Well, John, you had your day here. Your day will come.
I can assure you.
Okay.
It's obvious what the people. They said what they want to say. I didn't put anything out to them. You're just the last person to see it.
Well, I'm the last.
If you want it to all go away, just call that attorney. Just call her and she'll tell you what we got to do.
I don't have my cards yet.
Can I write it down? Yeah. All right. I'll put it right on the back. I'll give you my.
I apologize about that.
Oh, yeah. Here you go. You can have one for free.
You know, I've read about this for years.
But see, I was going to be interested too. Yeah. I actually got with
a similar horn.
Yeah.
Worse. And I said, I want
to. Yeah. Well,
you can't get work done. You see, I tried to talk and then.
I mean, I there was about three times I almost said, I'd say, come on, stop that kind of challenge.
Yeah, but, no, go ahead. The best song I've ever had forever. But guess what? I go to Tennessee.
That's why people are saying we're going to do a recall.
It's been a pretty bad piece against you.
Yeah.
The driveway is
which had a which had to cost you a lot of votes.
Yeah,
it did. But I still came out ahead. However, see that camera right up there? That's a body camera on that wall. Right? We had this officer right here, he's a lieutenant, was sitting in the meeting. He noticed his demeanor and thought, let me turn on my body camera. And when he turned on his body camera, he didn't know it. He said, I assaulted him. And I'll show you the video. It's 40 seconds long. All I tried to do was with his demeanor, between meetings, we had people coming in, and he was cursing and things like that. And I said, hey, would you like to go outside and talk? And he turned it into, I hurt him, and it was an assault. And you read the letter, probably.
Yeah.
But I'll show you the assault in 40 seconds. As my dad says, people do that and say things when they're afraid of you. That you are.
Do you have any relations to Dan
Fletcher? We went to school together. He's a doctor.
Yeah.
There's 13 in her family and 6 in mine, and it was always they thought we were all connected. They kept their hair. I didn't.
So you're not relative.
No. So I get up. I'm sitting right here. I get up to walk over to talk to Ralph and say, Ralph, let's go outside. Everyone else sees everything going on. I walk. Come on, Ralph. Let's go out and talk.
Or
get away from me, you scoundrel. So I walk back. Walk behind me.
It took a lot of.
And I sit down. He grabs his stuff and leaves. He never left the building and came back in, like he said. He did his stuff and then he just doesn't come back to the meeting.
He wanted to be the alpha.
That's what he was doing.
This is on the body camera. His body camera. We had no idea. There was no assault.
Well, you need to keep it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't tell him.
And then before that,
they called and told us about it.
I do.
Like 2 days in.
So,
what is it about? Is it?
The lawsuit is that all the information they sent out, that's slander in a person and their character. So I waited until after the election and I filed suit. And against both parties. There's a suit against Don Koch as well as Ralph Horn. And the reason he's upset, you can't just put a lawsuit. The judge isn't going to take it if there's no merit. The videos show the proof. If it, without the video, I couldn't do it. But in this one video, let me just see if this is it. Let me turn the sound on.
Well,
he was upset because we hired an administrator.
Okay, yeah. I want them to.
You can hear this.
He has two girls and two grandboys.
That's where he's supposed to sit, but he's afraid of me now.
Oh, he's the chairman of the...
Yeah,
45,
but he can't carry it on. We have to keep it going. He's not capable of carrying two words together, in my opinion. So Ari sits in the middle now because he's afraid of me. But what he was saying there is, if you vote this way, I can assure you that I'm coming after you, and I will speak out against you, meaning the election. So I turn to him and say, you're right to vote the way you want to vote. I'm going to vote the way I want to vote. I'd rather lose this election with integrity, and it's all on tape. I'd rather lose this with integrity than to have you tell me you're going to take your marbles and go home because you don't like the way the game's played. But you heard the $500,000, the grants and stuff. That's what this man does. The last man that was there got us 4 brand new police cars paid. He got us a brand new soldier.
Did he resign as a result of all this?
No, he went to his family's in Cincinnati and he got an opportunity to go there, so he went there to work. But even like with Nick has done extremely well working with administrators to get different grants. The financial, we've never had a stronger financial situation than we are now.
I've never heard about grants.
Right. So,
years I've lived in this area.
Right. Well, when I first came on, 8 years ago.
If you ever have any questions about anything regarding where the township stands, one of your reports.
I tried calling, nobody answered today.
I was to see
if there was a meeting tonight, if it was going to be.
So there, I have a telephone number there, and I also have a direct extension. You're welcome to shoot me a text. My email is also there. You can make a request for reports if you want anything.
I just want to know who won. You know what? You can't go. I went online.
I can show you the numbers.
I went dispatch, I went Franklin Township, no, there's all kind of Franklin.
Well, I didn't know I won until
Franklin County.
I started getting texts and texts and texts going, congratulations, congratulations. And I'm looking on four, and it's like, it's not all over yet. But when I first came in office, my first very meeting, we laid off almost the whole police department. No money, things of that nature. So I'm like, why aren't we trying to get any of these grants and things like that? We never had an administrator. I don't know, like that one.